It's KDZA and some special guests this morning. I have Trent and I have Gavin from WireNut. How are you guys doing today?
Good. How are you doing?
Doing good. Well, you know, a little cooler weather around southern Colorado, and you guys are all about that, really, even though your name's WireNut. You guys do furnace and heating and things like that, correct?
We do. This gets to be a pretty busy time. We get furnaces that when they're working the hardest, they decide to give up on you. It's weird.
Unfortunately, Murphy's Law or whatever. But, you know, what's some, like, helpful hints? I know you guys are probably going to be busy and you're ready to go. Something that the local homeowner can do to maybe prepare things, or should they just call you and leave it to the professionals?
You can go ahead and start your furnace up. If you haven't been experiencing problems last year, go ahead and start it up. That shouldn't be an issue at all. But however, we do recommend getting your furnace looked at by a professional at least once a year, just so you can catch those things that may become a problem in the future when your furnace is working the hardest, when it's the coldest night, and then you're not left without heat. We do recommend calling sooner rather than later. There's a lot of people that got the same idea right now, and so our schedule's getting pretty full.
Well, I know, you know, the price of gas keeps going up and things like that. So you want your furnace obviously very efficient, and I'm sure you guys can help with that, again, sooner than later, right?
Yeah, it'll run smoother, run longer is really the big key here if you want to get the most life out of it. There's so many little components in there that you don't even know about that in order to keep it running, they all have to work together.
And there's actually a lot of incentives and rebates now, too, to get more high efficient systems into your home as well. So you can save some money there too.
Modern furnace obviously is going to work more efficiently than one of those furnaces from the 60s, say, right?
Absolutely, if it's from the 60s.
So the name WireNut, that doesn't seem like it fits heating and air conditioning. Tell me a little bit how you come up with WireNut, where that all began, or how all that worked out.
We started in electrical. I'm a master electrician by trade, actually. And okay. Then we added HVAC, you know, many years ago. We were in these homes, and that was a good way of taking care of more of their needs, and we had demand for that, requests for that. So more than a decade now, we've been taking care of furnaces, air conditioners, you know, adding those to homes that don't have them as well. And then we added plumbing many years ago now. So, you know, we kind of carried the name forward just because it's pretty known.
And right.
We were a little bit short-sighted there with the word wire, but hey, here we are. So, yeah, we're home services. So we come in, we take care of as much of the home as we can, locally owned still. So we've avoided the investors that so many others have given into.
Well, that's what I was just going to ask you. You guys are longtime Southern Colorado residents too. So you're right here. You know what to expect, right?
Absolutely. Grown up here. My son was born here. We haven't moved away.
Master electrician. See, I'm not a master at anything, so it's nice talking to some guys that know what's going on. And usually when you hire like a heating air conditioning person, if you do a new install, they have to bring in a separate electrician and things like that. You can handle the whole thing, it sounds like, right?
We do, yeah. One team that works very tightly together between all the trades. We don't have those people that are separated and don't like each other. We've got a close team. We're actually really, really picky about who we bring on our team.
It's kind of like the radio station around here. We're the same way here. But, oh, yeah. You know, I know you guys, as you mentioned, been a part of the community for a long time. So you guys give back a lot to the community too, which is really cool about WireNut.
Yep. We've partnered with a local television station to do a promotion where we'll give a different charity a donation every month. And that charity is chosen by the viewers.
Yeah. Oh, really?
How cool. Not our pick. It's the viewers' pick. But we do like it when it's in alignment with military or kids, you know, something like that, where we can help those groups.
Well, you can go ahead and tell us what TV station it is, too, if you'd like.
Yeah, Fox 21.
Oh, Fox 21. Great. Great. So you're partnering with them. And again, as you mentioned, people can write in or text in or whatever they need to do to be a part of that. So what kind of events have you done as far as giving back to the community?
We've gone and done our own community service work up at well, I guess I'd call it like private land or whatever that these nonprofits own. Some of them, one of them would be Knights of Heroes, for example. They help kids who have lost their parents to military service. So I can't think of, you know, too many other helpful things than that. You got a kid who has a, you know, a missing piece to their life there.
Absolutely.
So we go up to that land, we'd help them with that. On air, we would do, you know, the fundraisers. So we raise money for that charity, give that money to the charity live on air. And then typically we'll ask that the viewers kind of contribute as well. So if they want to go and either do volunteer work with that nonprofit, or if they want to contribute some of their own money to help the cause. But we've done all kinds of stuff. Gavin actually was just talking about one, as terrible it is as it is that this topic even exists, but sex trafficking, we've aligned with a nonprofit for that that helps those, and they have some heartbreaking stories there. So when we're able to help these, it's really rewarding back to us, honestly. And I've heard that phrase before, but now I've experienced it.
I salute you guys for that. No pun intended, but I salute you guys for that. But Christmas cheer on a happier note. You do some things there too, I know, with Toys for Tots and all kinds of things like that, right?
Yep. Usually around this time, we've helped families in need. If there's we go into a house and there's a furnace that isn't working right, and we meet a family that's on hard times, we'll do what we can to either cut some costs or just put that in for free for them. And then we've done our Toys for Tots campaign, where if a family gives us a toy, gives our technician a toy during their appointment, we're going to waive that service fee for them. And then at the end of the promotion, we go and we donate all those toys to the organization. Probably one of my favorite ones that we do around Christmas time also is we will go into a local shopping store, either Walmart, Target, whatever it is that we can get into that year. We'll go around with a team of people from our company, and we'll come up to people Christmas shopping. We'll just say, hey, just to spread some Christmas cheer, we'd love to buy everything in your cart for you. No strings attached. We just want to take care of that for you and just help you during the holidays.
For anyone hearing this, you know, check out some videos. I think they're on YouTube and stuff.
Yeah, they're on our YouTube channel.
Yeah, those Secret Santa ones are pretty awesome. The reactions, it's just such a surprise to that shopper.
Mm-hmm. That is excellent. So not just wiring, not just plumbing, not just furnace and air conditioning. You guys like to give back. That's awesome. Website with you guys or anything like that where we could find out more?
Yeah, our website is thewirenut.com, and you can see all of our different services on there. If you go under About Us, there's a page called Wirenut Cares, and it'll take you to our YouTube channel that has all of these different community events in there as well. And you can see all of that.
Well, as I mentioned a bit ago, I salute you guys for doing all this stuff. That is awesome, giving back to the community as well.
Yeah, thank you. And then we make it real easy too. If you do have to schedule an appointment, there's a button right there. You can just schedule online. You don't even have to talk to a person.
Really? Well, the Wire Nut, I appreciate you guys chatting with me this morning here. Trent and Gavin, anything else we need to know?
I think we've covered it. That's us in a nutshell. Locally owned, awesome. Locally contributing.
What more can you ask for? Locally owned, and we certainly appreciate it. As I said, I salute you guys for giving back as much as you do and giving back to the community. I understand in the tens of thousands of dollars here in the past. So again, Wire Nut.